You're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. We're so glad you've decided to join us. To discover more about LMC, visit us online at lifeministry.church. We pray that today's message encourages you in your faith journey.
Well, church, we have the honour of having guest speakers tonight, Candice Alpine from Numa, Melbourne South. And before I say a little bit about her, she's actually got a special connection to LMC. And so Candice was the person that invited Nick to youth, and it's just amazing the impact that one invitation had, where Nick then went into youth leadership and was a youth pastor. She was the one that invited me to come along to youth, and there's so many more that she's just impacted. So it's a really special connection to LMC, and Candice grew up in the youth program here at church through young adults and has some really close friends, and then met Steve and went to go pastor a church at Numa. So that's where she is. She is a pastor there with Steve at Numa, Melbourne South, and it's a joy to have her here with us tonight. So why don't you give her a warm welcome as she brings the word.
Thank you for that warm welcome. Well, I just want to have a shout out to my Numa, Melbourne South crew that have come along. Give them a cheer, come on. Tell them that you're here. my supporters. And look, I may have brought Nicole to church and became a Christian, but if she does anything wrong, it's not my fault. but Nick is one of the dearest friends. Oh, I don't want to get emotional, so I'm going to stop talking about you. But she's just my cheer girl for life, and I love you and Aaron and the beautiful girls. We may be doing some matchmaking with our boys. I've got two beautiful boys in Isaiah, who's just about to turn 9, so I'm very aware that I've nearly been a parent for 10 years, which is super frightening, and Zakai, who's turned 6, and my dream man, Steve. Hi, Ron. Good to see you. There's so many familiar faces here. This is quite surreal, me being here, actually. I used to sing in the team and go on family holidays with the Hunts. So, Andy, wherever you are, thank you for having me and Cass. It is such an honour. There you are. Such an honour. Are you sure you want me up here? Are you sure? Do you trust me? but there's so many familiar faces, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for the years of planting. Hi, Chris Blacker, just such an amazing man who was my youth pastor. So many people have made today possible in terms of me, building me as a young adult, as a young girl, and I'm just so grateful. Graham Nelson and Chris, thank you both for the way you've pastored me for so many years. It is a beautiful, beautiful church that you guys are in. And sometimes I think when you are in a church, it doesn't mean you get to go out and church shop very much, right? Because you're here. You're being faithful stewards of your place, of your church. And you guys need to know this is a very special place. You have incredible pastors, and this is an incredible church. Your property is the envy of nearly every church in Victoria, I must say. You have a beautiful, beautiful church here to call home. So let's start and just pray. Lord, help me. Holy Spirit, we ask for you to come right now, Lord Jesus, and have your say. We just pray that people don't hear my voice, Lord, but they hear you. Father, we thank you for all that you are doing in the young adults, in the youth here at LMC. And God, I'm just an instrument tonight to share what is on your heart for this house and for these people. And God, I just pray that you move mightily, Holy Spirit, as we open your word today. Amen. Well, the message I felt to speak to you tonight is entitled People Full of the Spirit. So watch out, we're in for a lot of fun tonight. And I just wanted to share some stats about young adults that I found. I did my research before coming, as this is a young adults night. Also, I'm so excited that you guys are doing Alpha soon. I actually work for Alpha Australia, and I'm a huge fan of what Alpha can do in growing us in our faith. So it's so good to see. In the latest Barna studies to do with Gen Z and their faith, so that's between 15 and around mid-30s, did you know they're known as the open generation? Now, that can be good and bad, meaning that they're open to anything. They are searching and longing for things. But the good thing is they have an openness to Jesus and a willingness to have faith conversations. They place a high value on authenticity, seeking faith that is tangible, that is real, and that is practical. So it's important that we as Christians know that there is a hungry generation out there wanting to have real life relevance. They're looking for faith that is loving, that is inclusive, and is compassion in action, not just words. And this is how we can play our part. So as I said before, I have many memories of this place. I was here for many, many years, and one of my most fondest memories was in the 90s. Who loves the 90s? Who remembers the 90s? Hi, Matt. So the music, everything about it, but something happened in this very church in the 90s and swept across actually all of Australia in a move of the Spirit. And it came to this very place. And I just have this incredible memory of being hit by the power of God right there in that corner with my mum, and we got hit with joy that was outbursting out of us, that were laughing so much so that my dad had to pick us up and carry us to the car to get home. And then once we got home, because we were laughing and rolling on the ground full of the Spirit of joy, I just remember sitting on the doorstep of my house laughing so much, and Dad had to try and get us out of the car and get us into the house. And something birthed in me in that day in the move of the Spirit for a hunger for the presence of God, for a hunger for more of God. I also remember with my girlfriends wanting to rush up to the front on a Sunday night just to know what being slain in the Spirit felt like, and then we'd fall back down, spend a moment with God, and then run back around the line so we could come back and be slain again. We were just so hungry for anything that God had, and I just have incredible memories of watching God move in this very house that has been birthed inside me for more of the Holy Spirit, and whatever He asks of me, I want it. And so as we speak today about people being full of the Spirit, my first point for us today is, as people full of the Spirit, we are on assignment. So let's turn to 1 Corinthians 3:16. I know Pastor Andy's been asking for you to all bring your Bibles to church. Do anyone have their Bibles today? Great. You can turn with me to 1 Corinthians 3:16 as we open our Bibles. Love having the real deal. So it says, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?" And do you know, when I was younger reading this scripture, I always thought it was talking about my body. Respecting my body for the Lord, not getting tattoos, nothing against tattoos, getting tattoos or eating well, getting fit and doing all the right things. But this scripture actually isn't talking about that, although it is important to look after ourselves. In this scripture, when it talks about you, it's actually a plural, meaning us. So another version puts it like this: "Do you not discern and understand that you..." The whole church, he's talking to Corinth, are God's temple, His sanctuary, and that God's Spirit has His permanent dwelling in you, to be at home in you, collectively as a church and as individuals. The Holy Spirit lives and dwells in me and lives and dwells in you. And how beautiful is it that He calls us home, a dwelling place for Him. We are now the place where He rests and rules the world with His people, God's vision for the church. So we read in the Old Testament about the tabernacle, and we know about the temple that was built and the priests that stood between the people and the Spirit. But then Jesus came here on earth, and we know as we celebrate every year that the cross abolished all of that so that the Spirit could come. And we love to celebrate Pentecost. It's my favorite Sunday of the year. It's June 8th this year. I love to celebrate Pentecost because the power of the Holy Spirit is now in each of us, and He chooses us to dwell in. It says in John 16:7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away." Can you imagine those disciples hearing that from Jesus? What? You going away is good for us? We don't want you to leave. "For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you." So if there is a Helper being sent for us, that implies we have a job to do, that we need help for. And what an honor it is. We are the church. And it says in Ephesians 2:10, we all know this verse, that "for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Church, this means we are on assignment. We have a job to do. And every morning, we're stirred. We have an invitation to ask the Lord, "What is it that you want me to do today? What am I on assignment for today?" There's always more. He always has more for us. So who likes sales, shopping, Black Friday? I'm a big Black Friday shopper. Two people, awesome. I'm going to hang with you later. So my husband and I decided after 14 years of marriage, it was time for us to upgrade our TV last Black Friday. So we went to none other than the Good Guys and went shopping for a TV, asking him all the deals. And this was just a great guy. A good guy that was helping us with our TV, and he just gave us all these deals and was chatting to us. And Steve sort of said, "Well, if you're doing this for us, what can we do for you?" And he's like, "Well, you can buy the TV." And then Steve said, "Well, we can pray for you." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, actually, that would be awesome." So we began to unpack with him, "Well, what could we pray for?" And he said, "Well, success." And so open a door for an incredible conversation. Well, what is success to you? What does that look like? And it just opened an incredible door for us. So this guy, who we ended up spending over an hour with talking about TVs and 5 minutes about Jesus, and it was worth every second. But it just opened up something inside me as I've been growing in stepping out, in speaking to others about God. There are so many people hungry for prayer. More than we can ever imagine. And there's been plenty of times where I've been rejected and people say no as well. But we have an assignment to do. We have to listen to the Holy Spirit and to hear what He has to say. So my first question for us today, church, is, are we available? Are we available? As people full of the Spirit, we need to know that He speaks to us. It says in John 10:27, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." You know, it's said that the Holy Spirit is the most ignored member of the Trinity. And as I was unpacking this years ago, I realized that actually when I journal, I love to journal my prayers, and that's my primary way of chatting to Him is through my journal. I realized that I would always address Jesus and Father and God in my journal, but never would I talk to the Holy Spirit. And so I went on this whole journey myself of unpacking, why don't I speak to the Holy Spirit? And I often now will address the person of the Holy Spirit and write and pray to the Holy Spirit. But it is true, the Holy Spirit is one of the most ignored members of the Trinity. He is our comforter, our guide, our hiding place, a gift giver, our counselor, our refuge. Recently, I was prompted by the Holy Spirit. Have you ever just been doing nothing and then suddenly some random friend pops into your head? Do you know that that could be God speaking to you to pray for that person or to call that person or text that person? And so that one of the ways God speaks to me is through inklings and prompts. And so I just randomly was getting ready for bed and I felt God bring this work colleague to my attention all of a sudden. And so I couldn't get to my phone because I put it away and I was just about to jump into bed. So I decided to pray for her. And it was super random, but I'm like, okay, Lord, I know that she's traveling interstate today. Can you just look after her and bless her? Like, it was super quick, super easy. And then I just went to bed. And 2 days later, I spoke to her and I said, oh, I forgot to tell you. It was so random. I thought of you and prayed for you the other day. And she unpacked with me how as she was leaving one of our state offices to come home, her flight got cancelled. And we worked out the exact time I prayed for her was actually when she jumped into an Uber to go to a hotel. And she felt super unsafe and she started interceding for herself in the Uber and praying because she just felt really uneasy. And we were able to talk and realize that in that exact moment, I was at home praying for her while she was in that taxi because I listened to the prompts of the Holy Spirit. So how does God speak to you? Are you like Joseph where he meets you in your dreams and shows you and unpacks things in your sleep? Or like me with those senses and gut feelings where God just shows you or speaks to you through that. Or like Samuel where he speaks to you audibly and you hear the voice of the Lord. So many people have incredible stories of hearing him audibly. Or do you see visual images like movies in your mind? Like if I was to all ask you to close your eyes now and picture your street name. God speaks to me like that in pictures all the time where I see things randomly come into my mind and he speaks. Or are you like Jesus at the well when he met the woman with a word of knowledge and God unpacks words of knowledge to you? Do you know God speaks to us also individually because we are all so different and he has a different way to speak to each of us? And I wanted to encourage you tonight to find how God speaks to you. God, what are you saying to me? The primary way God speaks to his people is through his word. And it helps us learn his character and his voice. Every parent here knows when you're at a supermarket and you hear the word dad most often or not, you can hear your child because you know the sound. When they say dad, it's different from any child. When they call mom, you know it's your mom most of the time. And when you hear your child's voice, you are drawn to them because you're familiar with the sound of their voice. The more we spend time with the Lord, the more we can distinguish the sound of heaven, the sound of the Holy Spirit, the sound of our Father between us and the enemy. And it's so important that we familiarize ourselves with the sound of our Father's voice. Even tonight, as I was preparing for this very sermon, I already had a sermon prepared for this very night months ago. And as I pulled out my notes and began to go through it, I just wasn't feeling anything. And I know it was the Lord because my flesh wanted to use that sermon. It was ready to go. I knew the title. I'd already preached it before. I felt that it originally was going to be for you guys, but God was showing me something new. And as I listened back to my sermon and was reading my notes, I just kept getting this negative feeling, like no peace. And so I knew that despite what everything in my flesh wanted, which was to reuse a sermon, God had a new word for you tonight. And I had to be obedient with the prompting and that sense that I had to go looking for more of what the Holy Spirit said. And I love this saying about following the breadcrumbs of the Holy Spirit. Not every time is he going to give us a download of our whole life's plan. Am I right? He is just going to give us whisper after whisper after whisper. And he wants us to follow with one word and be obedient, and then he will unpack more. So in Galatians 5:25 it says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step by the Spirit. This is exactly what I just illustrated, that we are constantly keeping in step with what He's saying, listening to the whispers for what He says. My husband and I love to go on date nights. Any couples in the room love date nights. I went away to Queensland for my 40th, which was a few years ago, and we went to a beautiful buffet breakfast. We got our tables out, our plates out, went to the buffet breakfast and sat down, and I was on holiday. Like, God, I'm off. I'm on holidays. Don't ask me to do anything. And we just felt, as we were sitting down for breakfast, that this waiter, we were just drawn to him. He was beautiful, serving us so well. And suddenly God showed up. And we felt Him strongly say, I want you to encourage him. So Steve and I kind of chatted about it and said, okay, God, well, if you want us to encourage him, you have to bring him back. Don't we love bartering with God? Okay, if you want me to do that, well, then you've got to do this. And then he doesn't. You're like, no, I meant this. You're very quiet out there today, guys. Where's the giggles? Come on now. And so sure enough, Steve and I challenged each other and said, all right, well, you get a word and I'll get a word. And then we'll encourage you. So we just did a quick prayer. God, do you have anything to say to this guy? Now, do you think our Father in heaven, if we ask the Lord to encourage someone, he's going to come back with nothing? And sure enough, both of us had something super small to share with him, and the guy came over. We're like, all right, we're going to do it. And I can't really remember like what we said, but the point was that God, we lent in to what God was saying, and I just encouraged him about his smile showing us the love of Jesus. And he wasn't a Christian, but actually what he was doing and the way he was serving impacted us as Christians. And we just encouraged him and then prayed for him after. And just really growing and stepping out as we listen to the voice of God. Are we as a people fearing God, or are we fearing man? It's so easy to fear man. What are they going to say? What are they going to think of us? What are they going to do? Let's ask God daily when we wake up, what assignment do you have for me today? We are not predestined for comfort, but we are predestined on assignment for Him. So my next question to you is, are we listening? In the busyness of life, are we stopping to hear the whisper? Are we spending enough time listening to the prompts and to His voice? Or are we just so busy about our day that we forget to listen to God Almighty, the creator of this universe, that has entrusted you and me with an assignment? As people full of the Spirit, we need to know that He gives us everything we need. So I'm wondering if you could open with me to one of my favorite passages, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 to 10. And a lot of us know this scripture, but recently God unpacked this to me in a whole new way. And I just really wanted to share what I believe God was showing me. Because I think for us, if you've been in church long enough, we're almost told to hate this scripture in a funny way, in that it's awful. So I'm going to read it and then we'll unpack it. My grace is sufficient for you, he said. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness. And that's the bit we hate, right? So that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions. Like, we don't like this verse, right? In difficulties. For when I am weak, now it's getting good, then I am strong. You got it. So I just wanted to read a paraphrase from the Passion Translation. And this truly wrecked me when I read this paraphrase. My grace is always more than enough for you. And my power finds its full expression through your weakness. God's power actually has its full expression right there when we give our weakness. For when I'm weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. How true is that? And it finishes by saying, for my weakness becomes a portal for the power of God. Church, we are portals for his power. He is living inside us. And as we walk and breathe through the day, he has something for each of us to do. Our imperfections actually attract the Holy Spirit. I feel like that word is for someone today. But it's important that we understand that through this verse, that we don't become perfect. That's not what it's saying. We don't become perfect. His power has been made perfect through our weakness. And this requires great humility. It requires surrender. Because no one wants their weaknesses on show. No one wants that on a billboard. We want our strengths to be what goes before us. But then God's not going to get the credit. He wants to meet us in our weaknesses so he can show his full glory through us. The more I give myself to him, the more he's going to work in me. My weaknesses and lack are what allows him to move the most. And in 2 Corinthians, another great verse, 2 Corinthians 3, 4 to 5, it says, such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. Now, guys, that just gives us all permission to be imperfect because we are. Our competence does not come from us. It's releasing us and inviting us to hold on to him who gives us our full strength. And I wanted to read a quote by an author, Hayley Braun, who wrote, Surrendered by the Holy Spirit. And just listen in because it's long and it's really impactful and I want you to grab it. Our weakness is often the place we see the Spirit move the most because it's where the power of God can flow uninhibited, where it's obvious that it's him at work. Our weaknesses are a place that we are overtly aware that we need help and so often cry out to God from that place. Weakness is a yielded, surrendered place. It has no strength to strive. Our weaknesses are where God can really work because we get out of the way. I just want us to reflect on that for a moment as the band comes. And my last question for you today is, are we surrendered? So, church, if we are on assignment, if we're a dwelling place for his power to rest, if we are listening to his instructions and obeying, surrendering to his commands to us, what could God do through you, through me? Can you imagine our nation if a people full of the Spirit daily took up our assignments in obedience? You know, when each of us as Christians wake up, demons tremble because they know the assignment that we have. And I just feel a real stirring in my spirit tonight that there are so many of us that are wanting to grow more in the Holy Spirit. I do constantly want to know more of the person of the Holy Spirit. I want him to entrust me with more. I want him to abide in me more than ever before. Because what's the point of me filling up with him and then walking around full? It's for me to distribute out to others and share the love of Christ. So when you head to Bunnings on the weekend, or when you go to the shop to go get your bread, or go for a walk with a dog, I want to encourage you, church, to have a conversation with the Lord. I challenged myself last year that every time I went and had a coffee with a girlfriend, I, on my drive there, okay, God, what do you have for this friend? What do you want to say to this friend? How can I encourage this person today? Sometimes it was just a random picture. And as I share that picture, God gives me more. It could just be one single word, and it doesn't mean anything to me. But as that person catches it, God breathes on it and it touches them. I want to encourage you, church, to be bold and brave with what the Holy Spirit can do through you. And so I felt tonight to do an altar call for three groups of people. And you may be all three, or you may just be one. But I've asked for the ministry team to come up and pray, and my husband Steve's going to come up as well as myself, and we're going to pray for those that are feeling that they would love to hear God more, that you've been a Christian for a while or just a new Christian and you hear people talking about the Holy Spirit said or God said to me, and you feel, why isn't He speaking to me though? Why can't I hear Him? Is there something wrong with me? Am I doing anything wrong? Well, we want to pray for you, because like we read today, He speaks to His sheep, and we can learn to know His voice, and we want to encourage you tonight. And the second group of people is those that want to grow in obedience. It's that you hear the things you're supposed to do, but you struggle in boldness to step out into the big things God's asking you. Or it could just be you see someone on crutches at your local Coles and you're like, I should pray for them. That's God speaking to us. But we need boldness to actually go up to them. We believe in healing. We believe in the move of the Holy Spirit. So are we stepping out in obedience? So the second call is for boldness in walking out in obedience. And then the third one is for a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit. Those that want to surrender themselves again to the Holy Spirit for a new infilling, where you're just hungry for the more of God, that you're a go-getter, and that you want God to move in a new and fresh way. Well, we want to pray for you. And if you have never heard of this Jesus that I'm talking about, if the Holy Spirit is foreign to you, and you would love us to pray for you to become a Christian, please feel free to come up. We would love to unpack more of who Jesus is with you and pray for you. It is the most incredible decision you will ever make. So as the band plays a song, I would love to invite you to come out. I'm going to get Matt to come up. Sorry. But I'm just going to close in prayer. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome here. We are hungry for the more of you. We want you to move like never before. And we ask that you show us, Jesus, what we can do to become more obedient, to become bolder. To move when you move, Lord Jesus. We want to keep in step with you, but sometimes we need your help. We need your boldness. We need your strength. You have everything we need, Lord and God. We ask for you to come and move, Jesus. Come and stir us for more, for the lost. God, we want to hear your voice clearly every day. What is it that you have for our neighbor? What is it that you have for our family? Speak to us through your word, Lord God. We want to understand you more. We are a people full of the Spirit. Father, have your way.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message. If you'd like to hear more inspiring messages from Life Ministry Church, or you would like to know more about us, including service times, events, or what following Jesus is all about, be sure to visit us online at lifeministry.church. Thanks again for listening.